पॉइंट नंबर 5 में ये होता है कि मेल्स में बिकॉज द टेस्टीज आर ऑल्सो अफेक्टेड सो दे विल बी टेस्टिकुलर एट्रोफी एंड डिक्रीज प्रोडक्शन ऑफ द टेस्टोस्टेरोन विच कॉजेज जनरलाइज ऑस्टियोपोरोसिस ऑफ द बोन्स. 6th point is the disuse osteoporosis because the hands and the feet are not only sensitive but also become paralyzed because of the muscle weakness or paralysis, development of the contractures. So there will be reduced osteoblastic activity and hence there will be disuse osteoporosis. Last point is the osteomyelitis because the skin develop multiple ulcers, so this infection will extend down into the underlying bone causing osteomyelitis. So these are the different causes which produce the typical clinical manifestation of the leptomatous leprosy, talking about the bones. So if we consider these changes, all of these will be present in the leptomatous leprosy patient, but in non-leptomatous leprosy patients, yani ki jo borderline or tuberculite wale type hote hain, unke andar trauma, reduced nerve supply, disuse atrophy and osteomyelitis jo hai wo causes hote hain of the bone changes present in them. Iska main reason ye hai ki leptomatous leprosy mein kyunki nerve damage kafi arse ke baad hota hai, bahut advanced stages mein hota hai, to unke andar jo hai na, the nerves have become, the hands and the feet has become insensitive, but still the muscle weakness has not yet developed. That's why the function of the hands and the feet is better and they go on performing the their task or daily activities, jiski wajah se unke andar jo hai na wo repeated trauma hota rehta hai aur is wajah se ye jo atrophy, resorption of the bone aur subperiosteal erosions wagaira zyada severe hote hain, to unme ye jo shortening of the digits hoti hai na, it will be prominent feature of the leptomatous leprosy. However, in the borderline and the tuberculite type, unke andar jo hai na wo sensory loss and muscle weakness dono side by side develop ho jate hain. Iski wajah se unke hands and feet, they become unable to develop their daily life activities and hence they are not that much prone to develop that kind of a trauma and hence resorption of the bones and shortening of the fingers. So agar shortening of the fingers कोई हमसे पूछे कि किस type of leprosy का feature ज़्यादा है, तो वो हमारे पास answer होगा leptomatous leprosy. स्कल में हमारे पास दो ही पैथोगनोमोनिक फीचर्स हैं. एक हमारे पास एट्रोफी ऑफ द एंटीरियर नेजल स्पाइन विच विल लीड टू द कोलैप्स ऑफ द नोज एंड द अदर इज द एट्रोफी ऑफ द एल्वियुलर प्रोसेसेस इन द मैक्सिला, जिसकी वजह से लूजनिंग हो जाती है अपर इनसाइजर टीथ की एंड दे आर लॉस्ट. सो इट विल गिव अ टिपिकल फेसिस टू दीज लेप्रोमेटिस लेप्रोसी पेशेंट, जिसको हम कहते हैं फेसिस लेप्रोजा, विच इज़ कैरेक्टराइज्ड बाय द फ्लैटनिंग ऑफ द चीक्स एंड द अपर लिप.